94.5, the greatest hits of all time, and one of my favorites. Hope it's yours, too. And Johnny Rivers, good morning, first of all. And second of all, is Poor Side of Town still one of your favorites?
Well, yeah. Sure. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great, and it's really, really, really nice to hear from you. I mean, I've teased you a bit on the radio, and you didn't have the benefit of knowing this over the years, but every year they've said when you've come to town, it's been a couple of years now, but they do ask me if I'd like to interview you, and I say, yeah, I'd love to talk to Johnny Rivers, and then they say, Johnny doesn't do mornings. He doesn't.
Well, I mean, how many musicians do you know that get up at 6 o'clock in the morning? I would only do this for you, Bill.
I'll tell you what you do have is the Secret Agent Man Ultimate Johnny Rivers anthology from 64 to 2006. And you know what's interesting about it? The minute I mentioned a number of times that you were going to be my guest here on Cool 94.5, everybody called me and told me what their Johnny Rivers favorite song was. And they're just such a wide variety. And boy, they are just about all on this Disc 1, Disc 2 anthology, right?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting combination because the Disc 1 is all the older stuff that I did back in the 60s and 70s that we found the original two-track tapes on these things. And unfortunately, through the years, record companies have, Capitol Records had this collection, and they had copies of tapes. So a lot of the stuff they released were down three or four generations from the original tape. One of the good things about this is we remastered it all, and you know, with digitally, and it's really got a great sound to it. So, I mean, I'm real happy with it as the artist, and I always couldn't wonder why all that stuff sounded so, you know, so tinny, you know. Whenever I'd hear any of the greatest hits played on the radio and stuff and this and that, and now I found out why, you know.
Yeah.
Now, disc two on this is all the stuff that I've recorded on my own label, my own company, Soul City Records, and over the last 20 or 25 years and on up to some things I just did recently as bonus tracks, you know.
Some actually I saw were unreleased, but I mean, yeah. If you're saying, hey, Sway Into the Music, Slow Dance, and I remember that as well, you know, so that was a huge...
Well, Help Me Rhonda, you know, has Brian Wilson singing on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I wondered about that.
That was in the, I'd say mid-70s, probably 73 or 74 when we did that.
So many questions I could ask you. You know, I mean, you're really such an integral guy to the music profession because I remember, for instance, I remember playing a version when I was on the radio, you know, in the 60s. I remember playing a version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix by you before...
Well, I did the original one.
Yeah, before it ever came out.
And then I gave it to Glenn Campbell. It was on an album I did called Changes. And we actually were going to release it as a follow-up to Poor Side of Town, but we thought it sounded a little too much like it, you know, same chord changes and this and that. And,
wow.
But, I mean, I knew it was a hit song, and so I,
yeah.
You know, I gave it to Glenn, and, you know, well, I published the song anyhow, and,
right.
And I had just signed Jimmy Webb to my publishing company, so it kind of got him going as a writer as well.
And then, did you actually discover The Fifth Dimension? I know they recorded for your label, right?
Nobody discovered, but I was introduced to them by a man that became their manager, and they were called The Versatiles, and we changed their name and, started working with them, and Jimmy and I had just hooked up, and he had this song called Up, Up, and Away. So I produced their first album, and then as it turned out, Up, Up, and Away became Song of the Year and Record of the Year. We won 2 Grammys for it.
Yeah, pretty amazing. How about the old story that I've heard over the years between, you know, that you were John Robustelli and was it Alan Freed?
No, it was John Ramostella.
Ramostella, okay. And Alan Freed said, no, you're Johnny Rivers from now on?
Is he didn't say no, but that was back in the days when I first met Alan Freed. It was 1957, and back in those days, it wasn't cool to have a long ethnic name like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
So today, it's, you know, totally cool. No one cares. You know, they got athletes that have names, you know, twice as long as my real legal name. But back in those days, everyone, Bobby Darin, all these guys, Dion, you know, Tony Bennett, and on and on and on, either changed their name or shortened it or did something to make it just a little easier for everyone to pronounce.
Well, we've been lucky enough to have you in the Valley of the Sun. You know, like I say, it's been over a year, must be close to 2 now. But do you have any plans at all, even tentative, to come here that you could talk about yet? Or can we just, basically stay close?
Well, I just met with the promoter, Impresario, who had the Celebrity Theater for many, many years. And we're talking about coming back possibly in February or March of next year,
mm-hmm.
which is usually the time that... he brought me in there when I was at the Celebrity.
Always a great show, and everybody always raves coming out of a Johnny Rivers show. You know, everybody always says, what a show. Nice show it was.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, in the old days, we used to look down at records, Johnny, and we'd know this question wouldn't even have to ask you, but who was your producer? Did you produce your own, or was there a producer?
What? You mean of all these songs?
Well, say the ones that we would know most at Cool 94.5.
Well, I produced some of them. Lou Adler actually produced a lot of the older stuff on disc one. I did, let's see, what did I do? I did Summer Rain and Positively 4th Street and Muddy River, Into the Mystics, Sea Cruise, Rockin' Pneumonia, and Blue Suede Shoes on disc one, and then I did all of them on disc two.
Okay, yeah, and that would include, like, Swain of the Music? Slow
yeah.
Dancing?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
So I did all of disc two and Lou did up to Through Tracks of My Tears. So he did 11 of the 18 songs, and I did the other five songs.
Interesting. Well, like we say, there's even some unreleased things on here, and the name of the album, again, is Secret Agent Man, the Ultimate Johnny Rivers Anthology, 64 to 2006. And, Johnny, so many questions I could ask you, but, you know, obviously we don't have 2 hours to talk, but what was it like in the days of the Whiskey-A-Go-Go in Hollywood, the very first disco, when you'd look out and see, you know, the Beatles out there? So did that stop you in your tracks momentarily? I mean,
well, the night the Beatles came in was right after their first Hollywood Bowl appearance.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't all of them. Paul wasn't there, but it was John, George, and Ringo. And the crowd in dancing on the floor all of a sudden shifted over the one. And I said to my bass player, is there a fire or something here? And he said, no, I think the Beatles are here. I was kidding. So anyway, I got to meet him briefly. You know, it was kind of pandemonium because the press was following him around and all that stuff. But I did get to at least shake their hand that time. And then after that, I actually met them all in London when we were there, and actually they came to a gig we played at this club, so it was kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So there's nobody that ever stopped you in your tracks when you're on stage, when you looked out and saw them? I mean, that would scare the heck out of me if I was on stage.
Well, they came in the back door, sat in a booth over in the corner, so, I mean, I really didn't see them until after we were done.
Wow. Well, also, I always heard that Chuck Berry always said his very favorite song of all time was Memphis. Did you ever talk to Chuck Berry about it?
Well, I didn't really talk to him. I mean, I've done gigs with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chuck and I are old friends, and of course, as you know, I started this whole package with Memphis, and it ends with Let It Rock, a Chuck Berry song, and it's dedicated to Chuck. So Chuck has been a big influence on not just my career, but I'm sure any rock and roll guitar player has been influenced by Chuck Berry. He's, you know, the granddaddy of them all.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a 36-song double CD, and again, all the hits, you know, that we play at Cool 94.5, and even some unreleased and new ones, as Johnny was talking about, are available right now, and it's Secret Agent Man, the Ultimate Johnny Rivers Anthology, 64 to 2006. Johnny, let us know when you're going to be in town, okay?
I sure will, Bill, and hope we'll see you again.
I'm honored, and next time, hopefully, it'll be a little later on in the day.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Bill.
819, Johnny Rivers with Bill Gardner at Cool 94.5. It's 819.
The Nextel Cup Series Championship is on, and driver Kevin Harvick
at Toyota. Cool 94.5.
Again, thank you, Johnny Rivers, for the interview. He really doesn't get up in the morning, ever. So I'm honored he did for us at Cool 94.5. Well, 94.5, the greatest hits of all time. I can't imagine being Johnny Rivers on stage and looking out there and seeing three of the Beatles while you're singing on stage. You know, that's kind of what he was talking about. But I'll tell you what, I've worked with Maria Knight now for a year and a half or so. That's the first one I ever heard you singing along with. You like
really?
That one, huh?
I love that one.
So it is the Beatles, and I Should Have Known Better at Cool 94.5. We'll talk to Maria in a minute. Doug Nedsel on the Weekend Closures. Did want to remind you again, part of our Veterans Day celebration.